Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. That is so wonderful. And I am getting around to something nice. Absolutely, something nice. I know you're going to like this. Let's see here. All right, think I got it going here. All right, now I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I want to take you into a thought that I know it is interesting. Now, you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. My name is Tim Aldred, and I am privileged to be here again. My mind is preoccupied with the human existence. I want to know as much as I can about the creatures on Earth that is called human beings. I want to get to what is certified information that has passed on to us. And today we are in we are existing by knowledge that is passed on to us, and we have one manual that tells us in the in a source that we know called prehistory. And post prehistory, right? If we are to hold human behavior in a classification of human behavior from the beginning of the creation, human being, as of the time when human being began to, you know, bipedal, walking upright, not talking, but more the ape-like human looking, right? And we know that the first, the historic, you know, that is based upon archaeology and all the sciences about early humans, we know that the early humans were not what we call civilized human beings, which we know civilized human being, the first civilized development of human being is the Homo sapien. This may be controversial for some people, but let's get down to brass tacks now, right? I'm dealing with the world history textbook now, so if you read some little book with some people, right, and say what they want to say, no, I'm going by the certified and the summit, the optimum, the paragon history of human being, right? We know that there are more than one species of human being. And I do a Google, and Google is saying that there is about 21 human species. But I don't read that in the World History textbook. So Google is helpful, but Google is not a history book. You know? Google is not a certified history book. Google is representing like government service, governmental service. Mean government that works for people, right? Do a service like what Google does that people can get general information from, without they go to a certain school and stuff like that. You can get a lot of societal information, and there are certain information that government offers information on when you do search like on Google, right? But when there was no computer, you know, I imagine if you take up a telephone textbook that lists people's numbers and stuff like that. You can get some general information on it, you know. All right. But come back to what is a human being? And then we know that since there was a first, human, upright, they said a bipedal, you know, upright human, started out life like about some 3 or 4 million years ago then, right? That we have in the world is the textbook. We know that that human was called hominid, right? Hominid. And that it looked like, you know, a lot like we see apes. Ape look, features. Flat face and stuff like that. That's what I see. I don't see anything else. But that first hominid, that is ape-like. You see what I mean? Now, do we have any of the ape-like people around today? Their ancestors, their offspring, evolutionary offspring from hominid. So that is what, that is the first human species, right? It has to be. Now, I would like if somebody could call me and, you know, join into what I'm saying. Because we are confused, so confused that it is, you know, is we are hopelessly confused, as it were. It's not that we're not really hopeless, but a condition that prevail on earth where civility not being controlled, people decide that anybody can talk what they want to say, and people build up this and build up that and stuff like that. But if you should look on the fact that anytime you deal with chaos, you know, you go down a bad experience. You're gonna have a bad experience, even in your home. You know, it's usually a home consists of a male and a female, because even the Bible says that God make them male and female. So we gone into such a confusion when it comes to the human race, that humans are saying two men can live together as mates, like, unlike what the Bible says. You know, that the Bible's version of God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. You know, I thought I might write that still, right? But we are concentrating on human. What is human? When humans start to evolve on earth, right? It's not a duality. Human being is not a dual existence. We have differences, different species, but when did the first human species begin to live on earth? That's what I'm talking about. Or did we have two species of human being that evolve simultaneously. Two different humans? I don't know about that. I swear to goodness, I have not read any of that in the World History Textbook. And then, so according to the World History Textbook, so that I move on, the World History Textbook says this. World History Textbook tells us this about early beginning of human, okay? It talks about, the World History Textbook speaks of early humans, right? Yes, early humans, World History Textbook tells, the first humans, and so we're going to go with the first humans, okay? And it is saying in the National Geographic, a remarkable discovery somebody made. Yeah, but this is somebody just down the line here. I want to get to the part where, because what I'm trying to define, unlike anybody listening to me, should be able to see one clear picture of humanity. Okay? That's what I am after from the authority book. So whatever Google say, if it doesn't match up with the World History Textbook, I don't rely on that, because that cannot be history. If Google say something that matches up with the authority book, because this book is complete with what is the universal knowledge of humanity on earth, right? No other book supersedes the World History Textbook, because the World History Textbook as history that transcend all the time that mankind been on earth. So whatever development of humanity, it is still classified as humanity. Talk about the species. It's not one species. So the species that developed first was one. Not two. One. If we start to make something different from what the authority that comes to us from prehistoric times that give account about both the uncivilized human that began life, the ape-like, when there were nothing else beside the hominid ape-like human, right? There was nothing else. There's reason why I should have people able to come in and talk about what I'm saying, because I'm very sure that people are listening to me, and I don't consider what I'm saying to be off or above, below or above people, especially people who have reading ability and have been into studies and stuff like that. They are lots of people out there with education. I don't understand why I'm here and people to come in. I mean, now and then people come and be in the chat room, but they won't come in and talk. You know, I mean, talking and we bringing knowledge to each other in a unified way. Because we all go to school and learn to read. If we don't learn to read, we cannot communicate with each other. And even if you learn a different language from me, and we cannot interpret and understand, we can't even have a conversation. Because I don't speak French. I don't speak Portuguese or none of them kind of things, right? I'm into little English, right? You have to be speaking English for me to understand you. And so it goes vice versa. We want to know the truth about the world we're living in. People who don't want to know, let them go on with belief syndrome. I know that I don't get no school, no lesson in school how to believe anything. And I come to know since I was grown up in the Christian church, I come to find out by reading. Everything we know come via the words them that we now get and compile in a dictionary, right? So the dictionary carry jurisdiction. In that context, dictionary carries the etymological history of the word, the words we are using. So therefore, if the people who are writing Google, if they don't read the history and begin to read extracts from something else, that will not stand, even in a court of law. You can go in a court of law and bring the context that deals with our anti-world history. Then you can't use statements that are not authorized with the history of etymology, words that give us account for communication and define things and authorize things. And this transcends both law and every kind of institution that affects society, human society. You have to go by etymology. Right? And the words that are authorized to be used, good or bad, is still that book that is, you have, you know, different people, different dictionary, but they have to come under the same legal word rule. You see what I mean? Now, if you want chaos, you know, or if you want your children to come up and whip your butt and don't have no respect for you, you talk to them in chaotic ways and see what is going to happen. You have to have legal command over everything, the words you speak. All right. So now I'm saying to you that we have early stages of human development. Right? And you ever read Alex Haley, who did Root, the movie? Yeah. Roots, you know? You have to know your roots and all that. Family tree. All right? Unit 1, the first civilization and empires and all that. first civilization and empire? Which human being have first civilization and empire? It couldn't be the hominid. It's not the hominid, because the hominid did not talk, and they ended up in Europe too. 1.5 million years ago. That's the first species from way back three and a half million years ago. All right. So when did the civilized humans species came about? Because we know about the first hominid, and in this World History textbook, it tells that the human experience on Earth has it began with the hominid. And you got to take what I'm saying serious, because at this time in the world, we better know. We better know. You see, because things gonna start happen here, and when push comes to shove, a lot of things gonna happen. Now, hominid never speak any language. Hominid developed to be Homo erectus, and they never speak no language. I mean, civilized language that make things happen. They never did. You read up in the World History textbook, they could make stone tools, right? So we want to know about whether or not do we have more than two species in the world history record. As far as I'm concerned, no, we do not. So as I am sitting here and talking to you, I cannot tell you that there are three human species. I cannot tell you that. And if anybody can call me and show me where, according to record, official record, academic certified World History textbook that is talking about from the very beginning of humanity, right? You have to come with the book that is set as the only source on the world operational level is only two species of human beings that exists till right now. Do you think Neanderthals was a species? The answer that I have is no. Neanderthal is not a species, because you would be able to say Neanderthal species dead out long time. And that's not true. So the only way to say it right is that Neanderthals come from a species. And what species that is? Homo sapiens. Neanderthal Neanderthals represent a subgroup. Neanderthals is one subgroup. Well, all of this, what I'm saying, is defining who we are on the planet Earth. So it doesn't matter what subgroup, interbreed here, interbreed there, or whatever, you will be traced to the species. where you come from, right? So you can interbreed, I mean, a dozen times, but you are not the species. Your species is the first evolution or beginning that brought you as offsprings, right? So I am using the authority book because I know I do identify that when we go to school and you learn and sit your exam and stuff like that, everybody has to go through the linguistic knowledge of words. And whether we come out, you know, with honors in language and stuff like that, but you go to school and have to learn. I mean, whether you come out big or you come out small, great or small, but you go, all of us, if we don't learn to read, no dice. Now, did the first species of human being, did they come to read? Did they evolve naturally and read? No, they did develop and read, but not naturally. I am talking from the world history textbook. All right. This book says, for the early humans, the earliest human being, yeah? It says here, now we know that the earliest humans belong, are called hominid. They're hominid. They're ape-like. They are the first, almost 4 million years ago, about 3.5, right? It is only them. I don't read no more human being that rival the hominid. And in this World History textbook, this is what it says here. It says, we as human being, without hold on to the species there, but human being, that name, that noun, the name, the noun, human being, began with hominids, H-O-M-I-N-I-D-S. This book I have in front of me, page 21, National Geographic World History, tell us about every kind of thing that pertains to mankind. Okay? The first human, we have history to tell us about the first human being and the first civilization, geographic, dictionary, and, we have it here. This is the book I'm reading. This is not, you know, this is World History textbook. And it says, humanity started with the hominids and stopped Homo sapiens. Now, the hominid is one species. And when you get to the Homo sapiens, it tells you that the Homo sapiens came about 250,000 years ago. And the Homo sapien is the third development of humanity, a different species
right? So the hominid continue from like 3.5 million years ago to when we get to like 150,000 years ago. They are still hominid species, and they develop to be classified as second human development, right? So hominid offspring develop to become Homo erectus. That's what this World History book says. Nobody here trying high end that can change what is in the World History textbook. And I know that. You don't have no professor on planet Earth that can change this. No matter if they are anthropologists and whatever scientists they are, you can't kill this information. You see what I mean? And I don't have to go to no school whatsoever to hold this information superior to anything else anybody wants to say. It doesn't matter how much degree and how much, you know, them go to a university and study and get. You just cannot go above or go anywhere below. This is a fact. And anybody who follows this information in the World History textbook, you are covered by the law of the universe on Earth. So when we have under jurisdiction the classification of human being in this book, open and shut case. Open and shut case. You want to give somebody power, this is where they get the power from. You see, I don't have any right to be dictating anything to anybody. If I can't prove to you, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Or when I say they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind. What mankind this is talking about? It's not talking about hominid. It is talking about the third development of humanity, a different species. So who brought a higher level of humanity about after 3.5 million years? Who brought civilized mankind? All right. So now, do we get a good sense of what humanity is? The first humankind was not a civilized species. Not a civilized species. And regardless of what anybody teach us, the World History textbook is here, and we have the Sumerian prehistory of the gods. And that is where the problem comes in, because we don't see the world today following prehistory that is the only official history on the land. All the universities and stuff like colleges out there on academic institutions are not following the World History textbook. Who have you heard take up the World History textbook and begin to take their text and apologetic from the world is the textbook. That is to tell you that something is wrong. Something is wrong in the earth, right? So when we begin to somehow use the little knowledge that we have and go astray from the proper legal intellect or calendaral legal jurisdiction, which is what this book is derived from, the first calendaral knowledge in the civilized human development. So we have a civilized human development and an uncivilized human development. The uncivilized human development began in the 3.5 million years ago. The hominid that developed into Homo erectus. I'm dealing with this book. Whatever else exists, me no business with it, because this is the universal book that you have in university out there, colleges and all the academic information. This is the book that control whatever government rule. This world is the textbook right here, whether you like it or not. And it takes any little baby who can read to say, to take this book and wield the power that is in there. You know, I mean, you can be an attorney of this or whatever, what you want to be, a doctor of that. But if you are not speaking from the authority, this is not a Bible. World History textbook is not a Bible. And amazing. You know, you can't compare the Bible with this book, because the Bible is not a sanctified, you know, and the Bible is not a spiritual book, if you know. Okay, the Bible is not. Because for the Bible to be a spiritual book, it would have to be composed by spiritual people. And you don't have anywhere to prove that the Bible is put together and established, published by anybody spiritual. No. Because it is clear that it is the hominid offspring brought the Bible about. And no matter what you see in the Bible, the proprietors are the ones who really have the power, you know, over the Bible. Now, if the Bible is not made up under the jurisdiction of this, of what is found in this World History textbook, I mean, authentic, not nobody like come in there and put something in there, lies and stuff like that. No, even if lies are in this World History textbook, I will extract those inconsistencies out of the World History textbook. Because if somebody had the right to put fabrication into this book, all we have to do is just exit out and look at the legitimate stuff in here. So you can't use the Bible and tell me that mankind exists differently. You just can't. This book says we come from hominid to Homo sapiens. Trace that out for me. Hominid reign as far as to the Homo erectus, according to this World History textbook, right? And I rest the case on that when it comes to the uncivilized beginning of humanity. And when we get to Homo sapien. Later on, so now we know this is a different species. And this is what it says. It says 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage of human development began with the emergence of a new species. And what is the name of this human species? It's not the hominid one, because the hominid is the parent of Homo erectus. So this species now, this new species beside hominid came about. And this species name is Homo sapien. Now, do you understand that? Now, I know I'm stirring up, you know, I'm raking up, you know, stirring up energies now. And some people are probably now, you know, don't want to even bother listen to this. But I love the truth. And I am talking the truth here right now. And whether or not, whatever, you know, humanity, you know, is thinking, me, I glorify the truth. I don't want to live my life on dead an idiot or, you know, off to something else. No, I want to revere the truth about my identity. And anybody not proud with that, well, you know, we just don't sit in the same seat. But this is what it says, Homo sapien. So, it tells you that the hominid, that the hominid, they were the first hominid, meaning the it's called Australopithecine. That is the hominid. Right? That's what they call him. And say they were found in southern they found the southern apes. That's the hominid. They are the southern apes. So like we said, it is commonly known that the earlier human beings were ape-like. Right? Now, we have some clarity to make here that a lot of people won't like. You see what I mean? Because some, what you call it, snafu happened in the development of human beings. So let's get out of this snafu now and make it clear that the World Authority history book make it clear what happened in prehistory, and in our time now, we have two human species. Only two human species who have subgroups. So anybody we see in the world around in our time, they are either they are subgroups from the earlier ancestor. So hominid, Homo erectus, hominid is their species. The Homo erectus species is the hominid, and hominid to Homo sapien. We people here today come from Homo sapien. And who are we identified as today? Homo sapiens sapiens. You can close the book. That's what it is. And no government can be under hominid Homo erectus offspring. No government at all. If you can trace anybody who said they are running a government today and trace them to the hominid, Homo erectus hominid, you can just now kick him out. Kick him out. Okay? Kick them out because they cannot attain civilized governing at all. Trace what I say, and you will see if the world don't turn upside down, not right side up. Right now, the world society. This is the problem. Now, it took me a long time to find this out, but I do. And why I'm sitting here and feel like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to talk about right now. Because a lot of people are not concerned about about this clarity to life and what should make us, before we dead, live the right kind of life. A lot of things going wrong, and if we can't get the clarity to live life by, then it's just a state where civility dies like before it came. gone back to before civilized, and you can't take it, it can't reverse. It means you must fix what's wrong, but nobody tried to reverse it. It's not going to work, and it profits you to fix it rather than to like walk away or disappear from it, because the truth is the truth, and is the truth rule. So now I tell you about the Homo sapien came in 250,000 years ago. I mean, that is a long time down the road from 3.5 million years ago. And the hominids the book tells you that it says they, the Homo erectus, coming from the hominid ancestors. They were the first hominid humans and other creatures that walk upright to make simple stone tools. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. So their ancestor, the hominid ancestor, that's their species. So you don't have no civilized human in here yet at all. There's none. So we have the hominid and their offspring, the Homo erectus. You get that? Okay, good. Now, look at what is going to happen next. They have called it Kenyoptropos Pletiop, the flat-faced man of Kenya. This is what the authority says. If you can identify who is Homo erectus today, you're in good business, right? And get rid of all the fraud and the criminality in the world today, because they are the ones who are responsible for what the world is today. Once they get up to this stage where they are Homo erectus, this is the place that we focus to know where we're coming from and who we are today. This is the place. So it says, they have, all right, so they call it this Kenyanthropocene Pletiop. And it says, they have a flat face. Do they have the flat face today? No. What question is there? Why? Why the Homo erectus, the hominid species, why their offspring don't have flat, I mean, why they have, they don't have flat face and flat nose today? The ape-like looks is gone. They don't have it no more. Why? That is what to solve the problem on planet Earth right now. But who are you going to hear talk about that? Not T.D. Jakes or any of those preacher guys out there. You're not going to hear them talk about this. Because what? The brain is gone. Yeah. The brain is gone. And there's a reason for that. And it's the history that we don't read and we don't know why these problems exist. So it goes on to say, yes, the flat-faced man of Kenya, and think that it is about 3.5 million years old. Mm-hmm. All right. So it goes on to say, a second stage in early human development. Of course, I am here to keep an eye on you and take notes. I appreciate that. I mean, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. So let me go on and, you know, glad you're here. Glad you're here. And so they are the second development of the hominid, right? Who are existing since 3.5 million years ago. As they are the second stage of early human development, right? The Homo and who they are. Yes, they're the second stage of early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, right? So that's them. Anybody else you see, you know, are offshoot of hominid species. And it goes on to say they are upright humans, just like their earlier first ancestor, their ancestors, their species. Yes, they are upright human being, a species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago, Homo erectus. That's who they are. Made use of larger and more varied tools, because of course their earlier no hominid species make stone tool too, but these now are able to make, you know, better stone tool, but stone tools. Not no Bronze Age iron bronze, no. They didn't. And they didn't speak a language either. All right? Over all those years, they don't speak no language. These hominids. So they are telling you that they are hominids. Homo erectus, they are hominids because hominid is their species, right? And it says these hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. World History textbook, you know, National Geographic, you know, I mean, 2002 edition. I'm right on page 21 right now. Now, they're all locked up together, my friend. No reason for anybody to be confused about this. All right. So what is now? So we don't talk about no civilized human being yet. We have yet to talk about Homo sapiens, right? Look what's going to happen now. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. That's where the illustration or the narrative ended on the hominid Homo erectus. So this is a mature, because they didn't pass this stage, right? They ended their second development being able to make larger stone tools. But they are mute over all these years. Now, if they were going to talk, we would have known that. If they were talking, we would know that. Because they would raise up, all of the things them that we see around today. We would see them with some civility. We don't see them with none. So at that point, that where I stop at the paragraph here with them, they didn't show nothing except what the history book tells us. It says that they are a species around 1.5 million years ago. And the Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. That means that they gone a little higher than their hominid ancestors. That is their species. And they are purebred offshoot of the hominid. You see, this is not an unnatural development for them. It's natural development, right? So they are 100% hominid species. That's where they belong. They can't come out of that. All right? So it goes on to say, these hominid were the first to leave Africa and move into Europe and Asia. All right? And they are in there, are talking 1.5 million years ago. All right? What happened after that? So they've been living like that all of 3.5 million years, and they don't talk. We don't have anything here to read what they produce, anything like that. There was nothing civilized with these folks, man. That is something we're supposed to know. Now, a lot of things going to happen from here now with these, was no Europe, Western Asia. Well, whatever make them call it Europe today. I mean, they divide it up or something like that and call part Europe and part Asia. That's the way they have it now, you know. So, That must be what happened, right? All right. So it goes on now. Listen to this now. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development. Hello? Stand up and listen to this. It began. A crucial stage, you know. Began human development. It began with the emergence of a new species, Homo sapiens, wise human being. Two distinct subgroups. Homo sapiens produced wise human beings. Okay? So Homo sapien is the species. So we have two human species, hominid and homo sapien. And say, we come from, our development as human being come from hominid to homo sapien. And that's where human development stops. Naturally. All right? The two subgroups now that come out of homo sapien is what we must reckon with. Because it says two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and homo sapiens. That's the two subgroups came out from homo sapien. Both developed from homo sapien, meaning Neanderthals and homo sapiens came from homo sapien. Now, what's the difference between homo sapien and Neanderthal that come from homo sapien? What's the difference? That is the big problem in the world today. Right? And I am going to bust up this whole bunch of sodomite development in the world. This is what caused sodomite to start rule the world. Because somehow nobody knows, or let's say, knows. Nobody don't show, with the exception that I know people out there know, but of course to come out and say something that, almost of all of the nation of the world don't know it, and hardly anybody will ever pay you any attention if you come out and begin to make something of it. Well, I cannot afford not to make something of it when it involves me, and I know if anybody is strong, it must be me. It can't be those who are wrong. You see what I mean? So, I am going to be... I am going to be one who is going to say, you know what? This is mine and you ain't going to take it. Plain and simple. No matter how you're bad, you're not going to take what is mine. You know? Because if all I have is the fact of who and the identity of who I am, well, you're not going to make me, you're not going to wring my hand or do anything to me for me to say, no, I'm not who I am. No. This World History Textbook is the source for all human beings, whether you're civilized or uncivilized. You have to be under the jurisdiction of what this book says, because we don't have anything else but it. You know? So it goes on to tell that these two subgroup came out from Neanderthals, who came on the scene 250,000 years ago. Right? That's what it says. And it goes on to tell you further more about the Neanderthals. And now I'm noticing that people don't say Neanderthals come from Homo sapiens. But they are 100% homo sapien. They are the first to come out from homo sapien. Number one subgroup, number two are homo sapien. But what is the difference? The difference is homo sapien was mixed. Homo sapien blood was mixed with another blood, and that constitutes the creation of the primitive workers in South Africa. That's the only thing that could bring Homo sapien. It's the blood. But you see, the Homo erectus interbreed Homo sapiens Neanderthals. That are suit of the Homo sapien, that's Homo, it's Neanderthals. The Neanderthals is one of the the subgroups that came from Neanderthals. So they are 100% natural Homo sapien, and that's it. But there is a mixing of Homo sapien, the original, brought about the hybrid from Homo sapien. So you have two subgroups, and one is made into an hybrid, while these hybrid are the intelligent people or the civilized people on planet Earth today. And not just a small, but it's a big group of them, Chinese and all these kind of people, who are born talking naturally. Now, what happened to the Homo erectus? What happened to them? When they interbreed widely with the Neanderthals, they interbreed with them until they die out. The Neanderthals died out. We don't see them around no more because these Homo erectus leave their species to interbreed with Homo sapiens. They don't want nobody to know that. That's why they write the Bible and they totally deface the history of human development. This is why we are in the situation we are in. So the blood that created Homo sapien to an hybrid, the hominid, Homo erectus, they came in and interbreed with Homo sapien, Neanderthals, and lose their monkey face. They lose their physical and maybe look of mental too, of the ape-like hominid looks or appearance. But they still couldn't talk because who they interbreed with was just 100% Homo sapien. They couldn't talk with that. But the hybrid talks, you know, upon any kind of a breeding, that is going to be somebody who talks. So when you read about God saying, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and there were people that spoke in the context of what the Bible is saying, but yet still they twist around that creation of the Bible and make it seem like it was a spirit God that was doing all of this and tell Adam and Eve then how to heat the fruit and all those kind of, that's what, it's a trick that these Homo erectus did. No, they're no idiots, you know, they're no idiots. And basically, they have a good sense of what they were doing to defile this next species, the higher human species. They defile it because you see, they interbreed with the two subgroups, and now they take control of the world. Now, you're taking good notes? You're taking good notes? All right. Well, you know, this is why I began to talk about, you know, clarity of human development, right? And I wanted to get into why the world turned the way it does. Since it happened, because it's 100,000 years, remember that I read what the history says, that it says the first anatomical prehistory, they said modern, we're not modern, because we were not created in modern time. We come from 200,000 years ago. So the first anatomical prehistory humans, people who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human being, appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside of Africa around 100,000 years ago, all right? And that is the time that they began to interbreed on their steppe, right? They never have no house nor not like that, because over the millions of years, they were not in any way getting anything more than just making stone tools. There's no language now, but since they have interbreed now with two subgroups, the first one, Neanderthals, didn't make them talk, but it made them look like nice, like, you know, a third development human being, like the Neanderthals, right? But then they come back now, when some of us were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago to come into, you know, other part of the world and settle down. That's when they catch some of the African people and interbreed with them, and they start to talk. Well, those who couldn't talk, them dead out. These guys, the interbreed generation, they take over the world now, because you can hardly tell the difference between them and the civilized people. You know, I mean, Chinese and Indians and Arabs and Hispanics and all of the other ethnic people are hybrid people. And this is the history that tells us. But they begin to block us with the Bible. I talk about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. That now listen, I'm prosecuting this. These white people, it doesn't matter what they think, they got to go. I said, you are expelled. And if you won't go, all right, we have quite a few EF tornadoes still in the clouds. And what do I say? I mean, irrespective of what anybody else say, I'm speaking the truth that I am, it's my realization based on the record that is in front of me, where nobody else has made any move to correct this book that I'm using. And of course, I can't read like a lot of people. No, I have a brother with a PhD, and he's not going to sit down and talk about this with me. Because guess what? I the little reading I do, I follow what I read. And, you know, let's say I get to where I can read at a level where when I read this, okay, I can tell what he says. If I see a word I don't understand, I'm going to get the dictionary and find out. And get the message that I read. That's the way I am. I'm an honest person. I am clean, and I want to be perfectly clean too, right? And this is the thing. that is as why the world is not under control, man. Because government that you read about in the world is a textbook. It's not what these Homo erectus or species are dealing with. They're dealing with sodomy. And that is their they call it Puritan Puritan Christian agenda. It's all about homosexuality. That's it. That's all they want. It's homosexuality. And that means they're going to go. They're going to go. They use all kind of stuff to kick our people out of our territory. They're going to see what we're going to use and toss them out of our territory. It's not a joke. As long as I live, I commit myself to the truth. And let's see what they are going to get. Okay? It's not a joke. This is reality. And so I wanted to go a little further, like, you know, what happened? What is the consequence? The consequence of what they have done interbreeding with our species is to cause the Tower of Babel that they are writing about in Genesis, and God come down and confound their language. These homosexuals, they think they're smart, but they are not all that smart. Because they're using these codes to cover up what they do, like the talking serpent in the garden. It's them. And the confounded and the language, it's them. Because black people turn idiot ever since they fuck with them. And the sippy, 100,000 years coming right on. And they come and get education and from us. Because look and see if they had any education for the 1.5 million years that they are in Europe. Did they have anything that we see that they were reading or nothing? No. All right. And 2 million years before, from their hominid start, 2 million years, you know, I mean, put to 1.5 years, they are in Europe now. Put it all together, almost 4 million years. And they don't know what it is to write or talk a civilized word. They didn't know until they interbreed and they begin use the blood that is in us and begin to like destroy us with it, man. It is astonishing to see that a lot of African hybrid people are reading at university level. Like I said, my brother has a PhD and he's wearing a collar on his neck. He's still under all of the concept and perception of this man. The Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics and all the evil stuff they do. My brother can't read and see that something is wrong with that. And there was no church under the BC era. You see, AD and Adamani in the era of our Lord, there is no Jesus. They're talking about a black man or the hybrid man in Palestine, where they go there with Caesar Augustus. Caesar Augustus is a sodomite. He go there and burn down the library in Alexandria, you know, in about, you know, the 300 time. They're coming down into 200 BC. You see, all these things that they have done and plot against us, we turn fool. We turn idiots. I born to Christian parents. My parents don't even talk about slavery. And we born in post-slavery, and they never say one word to us, their offspring, about slavery. So they like to go to church and praise Jesus and everything like that. And that's the way I grow up without good education, you know, reading on the fourth grade level. And it's when I migration to America, I decided to go to adult school and read a little better than that what I'm reading. So that was good. And then I did some legal courses too. I graduated paralegal and begin to pay attention to words and and see what the world is like. And here I am, and finding out stuff that just not goes off. And you're taking good notes? So I'm saying, black people are going to church now. Church is not for our African people. We don't have these people, the Homo erectus people, they really work their tricks on us. You know what I mean? But there's a time for everything. And when they think, you know, no, we lose our brain and we should protect ourselves and not get into trouble, because now our gods just leave us to them to rule over us. Imagine that. And infest us with sodomite. You know how many African people now are turned sodomite now, homosexual? Because of them, we don't bond with sodomite. We don't have it in our blood. But these ape-like, they call themselves now Yamnaya culture. These folks, I read what they have done, where they go, and how they overthrow a king in Italy. I read everything about what they do, and they writing all kind of crap like we will never know. That's what they underestimate, that we are original, right? We are original civilized people, and they do all of what they do to relegate us to nothing. But I tell you what, they were not wise enough to know that it may come back to destroy them, because somebody like me had no hope at all to read as good as I do and understand stuff like I do. I don't care. I don't fear no one. I love the truth too much to fear of anybody who is an honest fucking person, homosexual. They are not a person that I will respect for the kind of killings that they do and turn the civilized world upside down. No, I don't have a soul to care about that. You see? They can't come and take over everything that we have. I mean, in such non-ambitious ways. You know what I mean? These guys steal things and they don't even run from where they steal. They stay right there. So, I mean, over 2,000 years now, I mean, St. Peter's Basilica. You know, where they the king here and talk about they are Romans now. Yeah. And they do all of these things to us. And you want to tell me if my eye, not if, no, my eye, my inner eye is open and I am to be afraid of them instead of being in a rage that I grow up half a century in church that is a homosexual institution? What? No. No. And if they think they have all the bombs and all the kind of weapons and stuff like that, and they think that, okay, they have it all. No. You know what? No, they don't. They do not. They can't fight the truth here. They can't. You know, they kill as much of people, even four of their own president they kill. These fucking ass folks. No. I mean, I would, you know, no. This is something, the worst thing I come to know in life is something like this. Okay. I didn't imagine things like these could happen. However, what is causing the problem is our head get damaged because of what we get mixed up into, right? We don't know we don't know our indigenous beginning at all. We don't know none of that because we wouldn't go to church, wouldn't be believing Jesus, and all of the fictional stuff that they write in the Bible about Mary, a virgin baby and all that kind of thing. And wise men following star, Caesar Augustus in Palestine, give decree for them to be taxed and all this kind of stuff. We believe all these things, that he was cursed and not even close. Nothing at all happened like that. No Jesus that they have in the Bible ever exists. If any Jesus exists, it's an African man. You know what I mean? And, all right. So, because our people interbreed with them, and they get the blood of the gods that make us talk and make us who we are, that is what ruined the African people. Why we fall under these sodomites. The worst type of relegation, sodomy, where you have a culture of hominid, ape-like culture people here today mingling with us, and want to spread sodomy. Now, no civilized person, don't look at another person's behind and lust after their asshole. You don't do that. No civilized person will. But they have done miraculously that they can get some African people to become sodomite too. Look at where they're coming from as a species. African people don't know that we are a separate species from them. Me didn't know either until I started to read and find out. So the problem now is our head. It's a good thing that my head never did all, you know, contaminated so that I wouldn't be able to transcend this whole bunch of nonsense that was in my head. Human beings are anatomically similar and related to the great apes. And that's a lie. This is a lie that they are writing, and it is, look here. It's these white people writing all of this. I just read you from the World Literature Textbook, and it never said that. It doesn't say that. So to show you what these whoremongers, white people, are doing, right? They don't want to go back to Europe where they come from, because they feel like, you know, they can always relegate us down to, you know, where we really will never come back to our senses. And the truth about us is not what they write, you know, like one little part that is true and then start to put hard lies to what them write to misrepresent our existence. Now listen. The World History Textbook says anatomical humans, people who look like us, known as Homo sapiens, wise human being. And it tells you something very succinctly, appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that we began spread outside of Africa around 100,000 years ago. Now, look at what they write. This is Google that I did, and look at what they're going to say about us. They want to mingle themselves with us. Look at what they say. Human beings are anatomically similar and related. Lie. You see, they don't want, they write the Bible. They write the Bible and talk about, we are made by a spirit God. Those things it is impossible for that to be true. But the World History Textbook now, of which this Google is not a World History Textbook. And you see how they mislead people? If you don't realize that the World History Textbook, when it comes to factual context like this, you don't follow Google. But now it's easy for them to catch and convince a person who don't have the awareness of what is going on when it comes to source of knowledge here, right? So they're telling you that human beings are anatomically similar. We are anatomical, but we are not similar to them. We are not similar to them. That's why we are having this mental problem now, where black people don't know much more than go to school and can read and can do certain kind of things. But as far as finding out and trace your origin in a state where you come into slavery and being treated, and your people were slave, and you take on slave and church. Church don't have anything to do the past years of civilization, right? Church don't have nothing. You won't see no church in a BC era. Church has nothing to do with polytheism. Nothing whatsoever. And this is what they are doing. And so many African people, just like myself, grew up in the church and didn't know anything. But this is what they are saying. But with the great apes. White people alone come from apes. They are the ones with species. Anatomical species. You see, three elements that divide them from us. Different species. Right? Yes. And now they want to say, you know, like lump up everybody now that we are similar to the and related to the great apes. They know that they come from apes, but now they know they can fool us and make us think that we come from ape too. We do not. We are Homo sapien. Anytime the word gets out for real, they are going to weep and mourn. They will see dark days, rough time in life. They are going to go back to where they come from. There's no joke about that. Because they have to be lying to the civilized world about themselves. And they got us going to church and believing in the Holy Ghost. And these things are mad, filthy stuff that we are taking for something real. But are distinguished by a more highly developed brain. So mean that we are distinguished above apes and highly developed. You see what I mean? You see, so they are making an argument that if you don't read the history that tells you the truth, they dump you into the Bible, and then they can tell you all of these filthy stuff, and you believe it about a devil cast down from earth and all this kind of stuff. I mean, cast down from heaven to earth, right? And Satan is doing this and Satan is doing that. This is what they are using to keep the world where it's at right now from 200,000 years ago. Even Africa, they keep them mute and shut and cannot even exercise the government that is in the world long before these guys said they are speaking anything. These white people. You see what I mean? But they have the upper hand because they learned to read. Since they talked over 100,000 years ago, they go to our schools and learn, get education and reading. Now there are this and that and this around, stuff like that. If we don't get the word clarity and, you know, toss them out with the fact of history, they are going to always control us. Really. But it's time to expel them just with the truth. You see, let them go back to Europe with them church and them Jesus Christ. Not here. And they cannot stand the pressure of this truth. Because here, they dress up and go on like civilized people. They didn't wear clothes 3.5 million years. They didn't know clothes. They didn't know nothing. Over the last 100,000 years, life changed for them because they interbreed and defile the Homo sapien. The two subgroup, these sodomites defile our species. That's what they do. I'm not, you know, We are not supposed to stand with it. The gods are out there looking at us and say, you know, when are we going to really realize civilization and reality? When are we going to? But they help us to see. And that's all there needs to be. If they think they are going to go on and do it, no, because the truth must go to all the world like the water cover the sea. All right, so this is the way they are talking. When you know, if you're unsuspecting, they're going to carry you down. And there are too many of us who just will not understand the transition between these people interbreeding with us and they write the Bible and make us Christians. It's hard to figure it out. It's not that. Well, it took me a while then to explain that it is difficult. I grew up and didn't know anything better, you see? But no sooner than you find out, it's not difficult no more. And I am justified now that, okay, I am not, you know, I'm not a part of this nonsense. I know there's clearly no sympathy for the church, because the church destroy the civilized world from coming all the way from the Bronze Age. These people want us to think like they started Bronze Age and push back the date from everything. Like, oh, they stopped making stone tool 5,000 years ago and all this kind of stuff. But they come here with Abraham, that is a polytheism person. They say he found God out of the clouds, and God make covenant with him and his children. All this kind of foolishness. Now, you know, all these mess I have to clean up now. But I do it with joy, because all it takes is just me. All it takes is just me. Because everybody afraid of these faggots. You know what I mean? But I am not afraid to call them by their right name, because they're faggots. Homosexual. And expose them in every given way, you know, because they want to take over the world and say, look, if you want to run a government, go back with your faggot self over to Europe. Go back to the sippy up there and carry your loved ones, them who want to follow you. But get off all of our territory. They think that they take away everything from us. Well, they're going to find out now, right? So they talk about brain, we have a more highly developed brain and a result resultant capacity for articulate speech. You see, they are talk about articulate speech because they never born to speak. And all the Bible writes about talking serpent, all those nasty legend that they write in the Bible. And now, because we don't know and we believe in Jesus so much, you know, I mean, they can write all these things and just find out from them now, when did they begin to talk? Because the history clearly show that 3.5 million years, they never talk a word up in Europe. They did not. So, this is the time of their death. Because they cannot reverse the things in history and in the Bible that proves that white people are just plain homosexuals. And that's their agenda. They write in the Bible to make the African people all over the world sodomite. That's it. So now they will talk about, you know, they know they couldn't talk. And they find out that we don't realize about the defiling and the desecration of our species. We are reaping a lot of hardship and disdain by our creator. The gods that come here and do mighty things, we're not connected to it because we got church that these homosexual people set up for us. All right, so it goes on. And abstract reasoning, our sense of reason, that they could, they didn't have any of that. It's the interbreeding give them, you know, this Yamnaya culture, you know, speech, you know. Then start to interbreed with us that have blood in us to make us talk and reason. That's what the scientists make us as primitive worker to do. We were not supposed to, I mean, interbreed with them. No, 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 no. We are royalty. We have royal blood from above. These guys don't come from here, right? And the history is there to prove it. Now, if you go into my chat room, you will see I have a link in there that tells you the entire story, right? And my friend, you are over there. And here is the link. I didn't get a lot of time to, like, spend with you here, but I think I'll get some. I have time, I'll get some. I'll come around and... Pianchi. Okay, I didn't even notice that this was... I was here. I didn't notice this was Pianchi. All right, Pianchi. Now, here, Pianchi, I don't know if you have this link. International Research Society, WordPress.com, right? This is a very important link where scientists go into South Africa and found the first civilized beings that live in Africa. It wasn't us. It wasn't the civilized people first who live in Africa. It was the gods, the Elohim. Okay? And they were there a mighty long time, and there was nobody around to report on them or not like that. But they were there on a mission. The place over there is like is twice the size of Texas. You see what I mean? And that's where the civility come from. It's the gods who created us to be primitive workers for them. They wanted special civilized humans. They wanted civilized humans to work. Right? Yes, they wanted civilized humans to work for them. Yes, they wanted us to work for them. And that's how we get mixed blood from the species, our species, Homo sapiens, who came about 250,000 years ago. That's what is in the World History textbook. And that's where... We were hybrid from Homo sapiens and the God's blood, right? So we talk and we have to learn to read to understand the world and everything. That's the way we were made up. So now this link that I'm telling about, okay, I think Pianchi's gone. Now, I'm probably speaking to Ishada now. Okay, but there is the link that everyone can see, right, that tells about our existence. We make these sodomite white people come on and step all over us simply because we cannot represent ourselves. No longer, no more, no more. And if you're out there and you want to go to their church and stuff like that, well, you know, it's just a loss because it don't hurt anybody to learn the truth. It's not believing anything. He say, come look and see what it is. Words make you see. Cause, truth. Nobody was asking me to learn this thing. You know, I wanted to know, so I read. Okay? Now, here is my friend. My friend, you're still with me. 3:23. I give you a lot, you know, applause. No joke about that. Applause. Now, I am telling you that, yes, I tell you about this, the problem in what they have done. And you see, they write the Bible and mimicking the story of themselves in the Bible. You see, about God come down and something like, and mingle with the our one language and scatter us abroad, confuse us. No, go so. It all happened into the act of their interbreeding with Homo sapien two subgroups. They kill the subgroup with their iniquity. That's what they did. So it talks about the abstract reasoning. In addition, human beings display a marked erectness of body carriage that frees the hands for use manipulative members. You see, all of them, whole bunch of stuff that they're talking here, I just wanted to understand what they have to say about human beings, because I know that I was going to bludgeon them with the truth. All right. Another place where I try to get some more information about human evolution, to hear what they say, because I've been talking to them for quite a bit and stuff like that. When them get a question that they can't answer it unless they impeach themselves, They start talking all kind of foolishness. They don't bother tell you. They don't deal with what you're saying anymore. All right. Now, it says, Human Evolution Natural History Museum. Find out about the origin of modern humans, our species. Now, they talk this kind of way. They hide themselves. You know, you won't know a Demerite. So they write it in a kind of way and talk, say the right thing, but they do like they write the Bible. They say something right, but they use something else and mess up your perception of what they're saying. So you don't know is them homosexual or write these things and know to play with our minds. Homo sapiens. Explore our family tree and hominin characteristics. See, they've gone off track now. These people are such an idiot that they feel like they can mix up the good and the bad together and we will never find out. Not me, because I come a long way to find out. Cover what Neanderthals is, see? So they're bringing everything in there now, but you see, today, I'm able to dismantle all of the nonsense when I'm talking, you know, because this is not Bible anymore. And same like what they do in the Bible, and I live under that for half a century, this is what they're doing here now. You see, but they will only go so far. You see, that because I asked them how many species in the human race, and they said, What are the 21 species of human? Oh, they're asking a question. 21 species. Oh, they're asking you. They're actually saying there is. But as you can see, going into the World History textbook, I obliterate all of this nonsense that they are talking, because I'm making the distinction and I'm going to the right source and bring forth the exact origin of things and how we come along from back there to where we are here. They think they can hide. They are homosexual. They need to get out. How many of us they kill? You know what I mean? How many of the African people they kill? You know? And they want to come here and behave like, oh, they are good human beings. No, I'm telling you to get out. Otherwise, the tornadoes will be invoked until the last one of them go back where they come from. You watch. You see, talk about Neanderthals, like hominid and Neanderthals are the same. Not making any distinction between the human race and the different species of it. The two different species, their subgroups. You see what I mean? Their subgroups, hominid have its subgroup. It has one subgroup, Homo erectus. Homo erectus. It's the hominin subgroup. Only one natural subgroup. But Homo sapien has two subgroups, Neanderthals, Homo sapien sapien. Now, they don't want the Homo sapien sapien, the hybrid, they don't want that to be known. You see what I mean? So they flood the world with the Bible and all kind of a junk until someone would be sent to knock all them old bunch of sodomite Christianity stuff, you know, and lie about Abraham and all this kind of stuff, and wise men, and all these things are there to be cleaned up, and you know, and toss the churches, just like you see the tornadoes. I mean, obliterate Kentucky. Okay, about 3 weeks ago. Oh, you think it stopped? You think it's all over? It's not over. I'm telling you. So they are talking all these kind of stuff, and I know by now, you know, I'm good at tracing these things. And that's all I want to do, because, you know, the amount of people who really need to wake up to this, you know, so, okay, I was mistaken in 3-2-3 for Pianki. It was Pianki came in, because Pianki came in and began to say, I am here to keep on high on you and take notes. So he went on to say, was no Europe, like there was no Europe, Western Asia. Whatever Pianki is saying there, he went on to say, people today still being born and living with that flat mountain gorilla face structure. But you know, this is the thing with Pianki, it doesn't stick to context. What do we have to do with people today? Are they monkeys? People, you mean? You mean they are still Homo erectus around? Well, they are not the one that interbreed with the Neanderthals, you know? So if they are around, so be it. But those who are creating trouble in the world today are those who interbreed with the Homo sapien Neanderthals and lost their monkey face and look like sexy, good, nice, attractive, third development of human development. The third development of humanity, right? That's the class that they come into and interbreed with the Homo sapien, right? So they get good looks, from the Neanderthals, and then get much more, get talking and reason from us, hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens. That's what happened. All right? That's the problem. Now, we will have to fix this. And he said what? There are the Denisovan. I hear the sodomite, they talk about Denisovan a lot. But what subgroup did Denisovan come from? What species they belong to, right? I mean, they don't belong to Homo sapiens at all. They do not. Let me see now. Let me ask the question. I got to ask the question. Is Denisovan? Yes. What species is Denisovan? All right. Let's see what they're going to tell us. All right. Let's see if they're going to tell us bluntly the species that they come from. Denisovan or Denisovan. Sova, hominins. All right, they're telling the truth. Hominins are an extinct species. Really? They're hominin. So there were more than one kind of hominin? or subspecies? Oh, you better you say, you know, they're not a species. It's just like I made the clarity earlier by saying they interbreed with the Neanderthals, but they never said what the species was. So we may want to think that Neanderthal was an independent species. That's not the case. Because the history tells you very clear they are a subgroup of Homo sapiens, 100% Homo sapiens. So when they interbreed, they wouldn't speak. Their offspring would never speak a language, you see. But when they interbreed with the Homo sapiens hybrid, their offspring begin talk. This is the difference. So speaking about Denisovan, and I'm asking, you know, what species are they? And it is saying it is an egg species. No, they are not this species. They come from a species. They are off, you know, they are a group, a subgroup. That's what they are, a subgroup, you know, subgroup. They are a subgroup. And this is what I'm trying to say. We don't have the clarity today since they come in with the church and with this AD and Adam and in the year of our Lord, which is all a legend. It's not factual stuff that they're writing. You see, so just as how they like to have sex in honors, you know, they don't care. They don't care about making the entire world become, you know, people who have sex in honors. You see what I mean? And even the Bible that they write, you see, they are so tricky. That they would write that God said, let us make man in our image and likeness, and in male and female created he them. They write that in the Bible. And in some places of the Bible, they even knock homosexuality, like this guy up Georgia there, that
you know, was saying that, you know, they say he used to preach against homosexuality, and then he was found to be, quadruple homosexual. You know, he went over into homosexuality. You see what I mean? Eddie Long. You see? So the thing is, we want people who are for real to really help the world that of people now that is lost forever. You know, my parents are dead and gone, and they. I'm not saying, you know, lost in the context of Christianity. I mean, they are lost like I was lost. You see what I mean? We need to we need help. We need help because nobody was helping me, right? But now I'm talking. I'm not afraid to talk. And these white people who think that they can take over our territory, they find out, you know what? You know, it's not good luck for them. It's not good luck for them because they will have to get out. And we're not going to fight with nothing for them to get out. Like they come here and kill us off. Well, the gods, as soon as we begin to respect our gods who create us, a hybrid, they are going to find out that because there will be no more any civilized person who understand what's going on will never go back to church because church is not coming from our history, okay? And there is nothing in it good for us. Kills our development as a people who just come into the world 200,000 years ago, okay? So, you know, so they're writing all these old bunch of nonsense about Dinah Savan and all. They tell me what the answer I wanted, you know, because they don't, subspecies. Subspecies? What do you mean subspecies? Subgroup. You know, you're a Dinah Savan, you're a group of people that come from hominin. Hominins. You're hominin group, you know, and you come from that species. We need this clarity because, you know, we lost because of, you know, these people begin to like brainwash us from long time. We grew up into it and we're not going to, we are not going to prosper as long as we believe this whole bunch of nonsense. Is to get the truth, the real truth down. Now, in different animals, I was asking a question about, you know, what is the difference? You know, what is the brain? Explain the brain function of two different animal species. Right? So I really meant explain the brain function of two brain function of animals. I think this is the way I'm to say it. Yeah. Okay, of animals, it says A-N-I-M-A-L, of animals, the brain function, explain the brain function of animals. FROM from two different species. All right, you know, if I take time, I'll get it, but I did not. Let's see what they're gonna tell me now. Now they're saying, in different animals, brains are very different. There are large and small brains. But you're not answering my question. My question is animals from two different species. You know, what are the difference between them? That's what I want to explain. But they're not good at answering a question like this, you see, because you're going to drag them into saying something they cannot afford to say. All right. And, okay, so let me come on back now. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio and the Cosmic Philosopher here. And I'm glad that you're listening to these chatter and that you are benefited from realizing, let's say, something that you contemplate before. I would very much like to see that other people get enlightened, because it took me a while to realize certain things. All right, so let me see some little more of what God made man in his own image. God was a ape. No. I don't like these kind of talking. People with white skin are human being as in any other. You see what I mean? You see, Bianchi now talk these old bunch of stuff. You know, the white people love him because he's not making any sense here. That's who they like to be in their church and all that. Hominids became who they are based on where they evolve. You hear all them down here? No longer where they came from, but where they were. These are not the kind of stuff that are. All right. So it goes on to say, people in Africa today are engaged in cannibalism, slavery, including chattel, murdering, love and hate like any other groupings. Since when those things begin to happen in Africa? 200,000 years now, people in Africa. When did they start to do these things? When? Do you know that these European sodomites go to Europe, not to Europe, but they go to Africa and begin to establish schools and build roads and most hospitals and all that? Whose money did they use? African money. Because Africa allowed them to overthrow the king. You see? In Rome. They don't do anything about it. Continue now to give money to Africa. That a leader of Africa is saying they should not be taking money from them. Listen, the kind of a situation that we are in here, Bianchi, you need to really wise up, man. All of us will soon dead. You better start, wake up, and begin to talk like you have good, intelligent sense. Because you know what? You can only talk some little wee little something that makes sense, but not advanced stuff, you know, along the line of what I am into here, talking from the history, world history textbook, and the Bible. The two sources that affects the world today. The Bible is not history. The World History Textbook is a history book that you can identify with a lot of things that it tells you about the past, but not the Bible. The Bible have a few books in there, of course, that there are good things in them,
But you know what? They don't need to be in the Bible. Those things that I'm talking about in the Bible don't need to be in there except for certain kind of reason. You know what I mean? All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Now, I want to go to this next phase, right? And before I get there, let me take a little breather here and play this tune. Mariah Carey, Hero.
The strength to carry on, and you can't.
Wonderful, wonderful. And now I'm back, and the final portion of the show. Here is the headline. Ancient gods, not monotheism fiction god. For example, Zeus, lord of the sky, thunderbolt. That's the god of the thunderbolt. And people who want to be infected with the church teachings of the sodomite, it's up to you if you want to live your life like that, okay? And don't get to know genuine, authentic, historic knowledge about yourself. Where you come from? What is your species? You know, what group of species are you? You must to know. To know doesn't hurt when it is a positive. You know what I mean? I want you to know the truth. All right, let me go on and read you a little more now. In prehistory, not mythology, you have the sodomites, they're writing a Bible, and they're writing a lot of legendary things that are not true, fictional stuff, okay? That's their delight, because they are honest fucking people. And they build up the church. You would not think that they build up the church, but they make up the church. It's in the world. It's a textbook. I'll prove it to you. Just call me. And sometimes I do a show on that stuff. Zeus is lord of the sky. The rain god. They don't care about this. Because they are not civilized. And they have committed a lot of evil to be talking interbreed with a higher species than theirs. And that's the reason why these white people are here, masquerading like they are civilized people. They are the Obama class and the juices class. They are the type of people because they have interbreed with African people with the Elohim's blood. That makes us hybrid and ethnic people. You got to learn the truth now. If you don't want it, that's your business. The rain god. Zeus is the rain god as well. And other things. And the cloud gatherer who wield that terrible thunderbolt. He is kind of father to the gods and civilized hybrid human being. But consider the number of African people European Tush conquered and killed today. Still are holding them in hoax. A.D. Anadamani. Year of their sodomy lord captivity. Hence the pitiless tornadoes seen is message to all Europe Yamnaya culture to evacuate. It is a message to them to evacuate. It's no joke. And so, let's see. Yes. They must evacuate. It's not a joke. All right? If they think it is a joke to go around and chase African people out of their territory and what they have and take what they have, you know, they're going to find out. They're going to find out. And the time is at hand. Yes, the tornado scene is message to all Europe, Yamnaya culture, to evacuate. Evacuate all evacuate all ethnic hybrid people, society, immediately. Because when your terror come, you're not going to like it. Worse tornadoes. A 100-year-old church in Kentucky, in Kentucky's Mayfield, was destroyed in seconds as a massive tornado struck the state on Friday night, going like about 2-3 weeks ago, leaving behind a trail of destruction. It has been one of the toughest nights in Kentucky history, said Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Mayfield, Kentucky has been described as ground zero for the deadly tornadoes that ripped through the area, leaving complete devastation. You can see this church behind me. It's talking about where there was a picture where the story came from. You can see this church behind me. It was here for decades. I spoke with lifelong residents who say they don't even recognize their own town. Think about that. The beginning of their sorrows. Hundreds of homes are destroyed. Some residents even forced to leave and find somewhere else to stay. Mm-hmm. Call upon Jesus here. I heard a lot of boom, boom, boom. It tore up my neighbor's car. It's just a mess, said Nadine Jackson of Mayfield. And my friends, that's about what I have to tell you today. Watch this. What is it saying here? Description is too long. Oh, really? Oh, I know why. I know why. Andy. It's B-E-S-H-E-A-R-E-A-R. Beshear. Let me see. Sure, let's see if this will do it. Okay, got it. All right. We get here now, and my friends, I'm glad to have three to three as company with me today, and thanks Bianchi for coming in. He always remember to stop by, and today he gave a lot to say. But I am not proud of the kind of stuff that he, you know, he says some, you know, two lines. But most of what he says is very underdeveloped stuff. I'm going to underdevelop, you know, just contrary argument, bad concept. He's, you know, he's premature. You need to read the world as a textbook and let and inform himself of who he is and what a species is. You know, Bianchi, you really need to know what a species is and what species you are from, because you don't know, except to think that you're a black man. You know, those commonality that you're mixing up there are not civilized talk at all, man. But thanks for coming by anyway, you know. Take good care.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
But I know you
just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you left and called me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. I know that one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of
we
we love to say. Gather around me, children, on my merry-go-round, and travel along with me like kids we used to be.
Hello, good evening, Pearl. This is Tim. I'm just reminding you about tomorrow, right? He said, you'll come and pick me up at 10 o'clock, right? If not before, but 10 is it would be okay, all right? Well, I am so disappointed because the man ignored context. I didn't see him as somebody like that. I didn't see him as somebody who ignored context. You know, the man gone someplace else. And gone someplace else where, you know, I don't see, you know, I don't see him, you know, like, mark me a question, me answer him, straight, all right, me want to answer him, he want to ask me something else, he want to talk something else. Me say, look, but, you know, I have a question to ask you. No. What kind of reason? I said, look, you ask me a question, and I give you a straight answer. No, I want to ask you something. No, you don't. You know, you want to put me to sit down. You know. And I show reciprocation, though. And I show if you don't want to. And I show if you don't. Christopher, where is Christopher? Christopher. Christopher. Christopher package. It's okay. 9544. Hey, good afternoon. This is Tim. I'm calling for Pearl to remind her for tomorrow that she's gonna pick me up. Okay. Mm-hmm.